Nikki and Spicoli's In Case You Missed It. Here's today's tasty bit on Sweet 98.5.
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave.
Nikki and Spicoli Mornings, Sweet 98.5.
You don't have to lock it in your pocket and take it to the grave. You can spill it. Safe space to do it. Nikki and Spicoli Mornings, only on Nikki and Spicoli Mornings, Sweet 98.5.
Omaha Secrets, 402-962-9898. Spill your secret, judgment-free zone, and you can remain anonymous. Like, let's call him Brad Pitt. Guys, I've been lying on my Tinder profile for about 2 weeks. I'm 5'11". Have never used to get many matches. I've now lied and said I'm 6'1 and get tons of matches a day. No date I've been on has questioned it. Shout out to Spicoli on the idea for being a height liar.
I was just gonna ask, where did you get that? Where'd you get that idea, you height liar?
I said I was 6'3". At least he's smart and went 6'1".
Like reasonable lie, like a believable.
Right.
Just stretching that a little bit.
Yeah, I kind of stretched mine a little bit too much.
Right? Yeah.
But look, you switch at height a little bit, ladies come
really?
A flocking. They
really?
Do. They
I
do.
Mean, clearly.
But actually, you know,
so
short kings. Short kings are coming in hot this
for real.
This winter.
They are.
Those short kings are getting it. Oh, here's another.
Favorite phrases.
Okay, we need a celebrity name.
Ashanti?
Ashanti.
Which direction? Which who?
Let's go Ashanti.
Okay.
When I recently decorated, I had some leftover red paint, so I wrote in big letters on the floorboards, "We buried him here."
No.
Before carpeting through our house. Sorry, not sorry to whoever finds it. Ashanti.
I love that.
That's kind of different.
So if you're doing a flip, somebody's like, "Nah, I don't like this gray floor you just put in. I'm going to do something else." We do that. Nope.
Let's call this person Carrie Underwood. We have one bathroom in our house. My husband stays in the bath for ages, which is annoying. In the summer, our lovely neighbors go away for 6 weeks, giving us the keys in case anything happens. So that's where I go, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot for six weeks. Been doing that for 4 summers.
I mean, you instantly increase your square footage. So I applaud that.
That's different. Ah, taking one in their house?
Stop.
Wow, what a flex.
Quit.
That's a power move, Carrie Underwood. 402-962-9898. It's Omaha Secrets. What's yours? It's a safe place. Judgment-free zone.
Got a secret. Can you keep it?
Nikki and Spicoli Mornings, Sweet 98.5.
Omaha Secrets, only on Nikki and Spicoli Mornings, Sweet 98.5. Spill it. You don't have to keep it. It's a safe space. 402-962-9898. You can do it right here.
Judgment-free zone. You can remain anonymous. You can call or text Nikki and Spicoli Mornings at 402-962-9898. Oh, man. This one is, let's just call him Coach K. Remember famous Coach K from Duke University? Basketball coach?
Yeah.
Okay, Coach K. My LinkedIn profile picture is a close-up of me smiling. I'm actually on the toilet taking a greasy.
Quit saying that word, that phrase. I cannot. And why is everybody talking about that this morning?
You tell me.
Why is everybody like, you know what? It's Thanksgiving. We're just going to talk about this.
Because
all week, I know.
Because Friday is not Black Friday.
I
it
know.
Is Brown Friday.
I'm over it.
When
I'm just over it.
Have to work their butts off to unclog your pipes.
There are other things. 402-962-9898. That's a great secret. You know what? Wish you wouldn't have shared it, honestly.
Okay.
Judgment-free zone.
I need a female celebrity name. Who you got?
We're going to go with Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus. I often only get it on with my husband because I know he'll get me a cup of tea afterwards. And I do it for the tea.
Hold. Excuse me?
Better be some good tea.
My goodness.
Maybe that's the thing after they get it on.
Boba, 402-962-9898. If you want to remain anonymous, we will give you a celebrity name. You would like to remain anonymous.
What do we want? How about Kim Kardashian?
Nah.
Oh, no, you don't want that?
Oh,
you don't want that name?
Jennifer Lopez.
Why don't we go like Adam Sandler?
Okay.
Adam Sandler, go ahead and tell us your Omaha secret.
So this one time, I had went to go spend the night at my boyfriend at the time. I had only met his family once or twice before.
Okay.
Next thing I know, I wake up in the morning around 7 a.m. Hallway's dark. All the rooms are dark, so I assume everyone's still asleep. I then go to the bathroom, and the door's open, lights off. Yeah, no, his grandma was in his birthday suit, her birthday suit. I immediately, like, closed my eyes, turned around. It was a very awkward moment. This happens still,
yeah.
And we are married.
Okay, so did you immediately tell your man that you just saw his grandma butt naked?
I did tell him. He said, oh my goodness, I am so sorry.
Like, I am too. You have no idea.
And that's been a secret for a long time. How's it feel to finally get off your chest?
Kind of nice, because to be honest, the only ones that know are me and the family.
Well.
And all the sweet 98.5. Yep. So yes, that was a moment. Did grandma say anything to you? What did grandma say?
She just kind of ignored it. And then later on, around lunch, she goes, sorry for this morning.
Thank you, Adam Sandler, for the secret. That was great.
Of course, no problem. Love your show. Have a great day.
Gives a whole new meaning to grandma's boy, huh? Right?
Nice.
Am I right?
You're right. But you know what?
What?
Chris would not understand that joke.
Would not whatsoever.
Right over his head.
Dang it. 402-962-9898.
Spill your secret for Omaha Secrets with Nikki and Spicoli Mornings, Sweet 98.5.
Secret, can you keep it?
Nikki and Spicoli Mornings, Sweet 98.5.
Man, spilling it. It is a safe space at 402-962-9898. You don't got to keep it. You don't got to keep it to yourself.
Say it with your chest so you don't accidentally reveal a secret at the turkey table tomorrow or on Black Friday right. When you're with your family and some, oops,
right.
I said too much.
Spill it intentionally now before it happens accidentally over the weekend. Is what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Right, just get it out. That way it's gone. The only place you will hear Omaha Secrets at 402-962-9898. You can call, you can text, and you can remain anonymous like Melissa Joan Hart.
Oh, okay. Melissa Joan Hart. I haven't heard that name in a hot minute.
Well, Melissa Joan Hart's texting in. My dad recently passed away. I'm an only child. He had some accounts in life insurance, which I didn't tell my husband. I opened a new account at a different bank and have all of the money hid there.
What?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I feel a certain type of way about that one. I feel my stomach starting
to turn. Reply with skull emoji.
Dead.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, this one is coming in from Chad Kroger. Kruger.
Kruger.
Kruger. Yeah, it's actually Kruger. We learned that here on Nikki and Spicoli Mornings. This secret. Omaha secret. Chad says, in high school, my neighbor wouldn't stop blowing grass on my car. So one night, I snuck out and emptied an entire mower bag onto their white BMW.
Petty is as petty does.
You know what?
You know how I feel about cars. Don't mess with a person's car. Don't be keying that car.
Keep your lawn stuff in your own lawn.
You know?
Honestly.
Fair's fair.
I bet that man learned, though. He learned a lesson. Not saying it's right.
Right.
Because you know how I feel about that.
However. Lesson learned, 402-962-9898. Nikki and Spicoli Mornings, Sweet 98.5 Omaha Secrets.
Let's go to you, Oprah. Spill it.
So my secret is that I am quitting my job today. My boss is going to be livid.
Okay. Why?
I just got a better opportunity, and my company is one of the companies that did quite a few layoffs recently, and I made it. So they're going to be extra angry.
Oh, they're like, hey, first round of cuts. You made it, Oprah. But you're like, JK, I'm not waiting for round two.
Yeah, but they're going to be like, but you survived. Right. You're here with us.
You made it through the Hunger Games round one or Squid Games round one.
Are you going to try, though, to like have them kind of counter? What if they say we're going to counter?
I'm still probably going to leave.
Okay. Amazing.
Yep.
Is this a 2-week notice kind of thing? Or like, hey, you know what? It's a good day because it's a long weekend. Let's just call it now.
It's a little bit of both. So my company is one of those companies that if you put in your 2 weeks, they'll just let you go that day.
Yeah.
So I like to be respectful in that aspect and give 2 weeks, but today will be my last day.
Okay, so what's the first thing? So pretend I'm your boss. You walk into my office. What's the first thing you're going to tell me?
Hey, we got to talk.
Oh, every good conversation starts that way.
Oh, hey, we got to talk. And then what is he going to say?
Or she?
Oh no. What did you do?
Oh, I took another job. I'm about to get paid. Would you like to double, triple my offer?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, happy Thanksgiving. Have a great weekend. Catch you never again.
Do you have any boxes I can borrow to clear up my desk?
Yeah, they'll probably escort me and take my stuff off for me. So.
Wow.
Hey, that makes it easy on you.
Right?
Miss a minute? Miss a lot.
I love the app.
Download our free app and get us anywhere, anytime at sweet98.5.com.